This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, I messed up again. I tried to fire it up in the first hour. It's supposed to be second hour now, but this is now the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey and her guest. They call her Tactical Poppins, and her name is Ashley Sullivan. Ladies, good afternoon.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Ashley.
We got Ashley?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, once again, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the faux pas. I'm going to write it down and put it somewhere. Maybe I will tattoo it backwards on my head so that I can see it when I look in the mirror every day.
So, Ashley, good to hear from you again. Good to hear from you. The reason I wanted Ashley on the weaponized woman is because she is truly a weaponized woman. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
So I have been a competitive shooter for about the last 10 years. But before that, I have actually been training in a martial art called Modern Arnis. It's a Filipino weapons-based art. For the last 20 years, we do everything. We use sticks, knives, empty hand, joint locks, takedowns. We do ground fighting. Pretty much any form of defense you can think of, we incorporate. So
that's very cool. And where have you competed doing this?
So for the martial arts stuff, I've been all over the world. I've been all over the country, and then I've also been in the Philippines 3 times. We've traveled basically as much as we can. There's a lot of camps that we go to throughout the country and then also in the Philippines. It's pretty awesome to go to the Philippines and actually train with the people who grew up doing this.
It's the people who created it and passed it down. That's really cool. So how does this affect your daily defensive carry techniques and the things that you would carry, the things you would consider to be weapons, or even your situational awareness for being resourceful if you don't happen to have anything on you? Not that you would ever do that, but the same.
Yeah, I typically carry 3 knives of different sizes and different shapes. I have I call it my box knife that I use for just everyday tasks like opening boxes or gardening or whatever. It's a Kershaw with mixed serration. It's got serration and a flat edge on it. I also carry a straight blade knife that I got from On Your Six Designs out of San Antonio. It's a fixed blade, so it's very easy to deploy. And I carry about a 4-inch long karambit, which is a specialized blade for more of a tearing motion than a slicing motion.
Do you have an edge on both sides?
I do not. I actually don't. I don't like karambits with two edges because it makes it harder to flip. I don't know if you're familiar with the karambit, but the ring on the end of the karambit allows you to have an extra reach.
Right.
And if you put an edge on the back of it, you kind of lose that flexibility.
Right. I only have one question since have you ever trained with Danny Innocenta?
I have not, but I have trained with a lot of the people who did train under him.
Do you know who that is, Keita?
I do not.
That is the guy that Bruce Lee. That's the guy that Bruce Lee handpicked to carry on his martial art. The stuff that Ashley does was very instrumental with him because Bruce Lee was very much into Eskrima and Arnis and all that other stuff.
Yeah, Dan Innocenta actually trained under Grandmaster Professor Precis before he passed, and I had the absolute pleasure of being able to train under him at two different camps in Houston when I first started doing Arnis. It was, I cannot say the words that describe how amazing that man was.
That's very cool.
Legend. Yeah. He brought the art to the United States from the Philippines. And he pretty much taught you the best way you as an individual could defend yourself. So based on your size or your strength or your innate skill set, he was truly amazing.
So tell us how you got your name, Tactical Poppin.
So in 2015, I started working gun shows with Bond Arms, little Derringer company out of Granbury, Texas, great little Texas company. And my friend Charlie had fallen coming in. I saw her limping around at the back of the booth, and I made her sit down. And she's looking over at my little bag that I'd pack for every show. And I'd pack water and snacks and tea and, you know, all kinds of things. If anybody's ever worked trade shows, you know, you can't get away from the booth. So if you want something, you have to have it with you. So I pull out my first aid kit and I roll up her pant leg and I start dressing up her shin that she scuffed. And she looked at me and she goes, "Oh my God, you're like Tactical Poppin." And that was it. It just stuck. It went from the gun show world into the shooting world, and I affectionately say I have everything I need and everything you forgot. So when I go out to matches, my guys jokingly say that all they have to bring is their gun and their ammo because I have everything else.
That's so true. I've seen this for myself. And Ashley and I are actually going to play this weekend in Texas, so that's going to be fun.
Super excited about this weekend's event.
Tell us about the umbrella.
So the umbrella actually came about. It's my unbreakable umbrella. It's just by look of it, it just looks like a normal everyday umbrella, but it is incredibly durable. My husband actually bought it for me when I was doing the gun shows because you can't take any kind of weapons on an airplane. But I can take my umbrella, which you can stand on this umbrella. You can hit people with this umbrella. It is a self-defense weapon.
You can slice a melon with this umbrella.
You can. You can slice open a melon with this umbrella. It's amazing. When I first got it, we hit my heavy bag with it, and there might have been a few umbrellas broken in the back, or a few, watermelons broken in the backyard with the umbrella. So in addition to just a really good shade to have at matches, it's an excellent self-defense weapon because nobody would know that.
How would they know?
Use that.
How would they know?
Before we go any further, we're coming up on the break. Keita, how do they find you?
180firearmstraining.com. If you'd like to order my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, it is available on Amazon. If you would like a personalized copy or to set up a class, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
And Ashley, do you have a place to go to that you'd like to direct people to go check out?
I do. I do have a website. It's tacticalpoppins.com. It has all kinds of good information that we'll be getting into a little bit later in the interview.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman, and Tactical Poppins, that would be Ashley Sullivan. And I just want to ask, and then I'm going away, Keita. I've been asking too many questions. How come you weren't Bond Arms Girl instead of Amy Graves? You're in the Screamador.
Amy beat me to it. Amy started with Bond probably about 4 years before I did.
Okay.
So, and she's actually the one who brought me into the fold. When I first started working shows with them, there were three of us that were all Bond girls. Amy, the original, and then me and Charlie. And we had so much fun. And we sold a lot of guns at a lot of different shows.
Yeah, but Amy didn't know who Danny Nascento is. So.
I told her who Danny was.
Yeah, but you had to tell her. You had to tell her. So anyway, let me pull back here. Take off, Skeeter. Here you go.
All right, so something else that I think is cool about Ashley, besides that she can, you know, defend herself in a thousand different ways lethally, is that she's sort of self-sufficient in her home. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you do there?
So a few years ago, I started gardening. I actually started out with just a couple little plants because, I think it was when they had that romaine scare and I didn't want to get some weird yuckiness from vegetables. So I actually started, I started my own gardening. So for probably the last year, I've hardly had to buy any kind of produce at the store. If it's in season, it's in my backyard.
So you were doing this well before the whole COVID scare.
Oh yeah.
When people started prepping, you were already.
Yeah.
Prepped.
Yeah. I started pretty small. Just like everybody does with tomatoes, you know, grow a couple tomatoes and see what happens. And then from there, I started getting into more involved things like, I really like these melons that you can only buy at the Asian store downtown. So mm-hmm. I started growing my own, so I didn't have to go down there.
Yeah, I found that
anything
you know, Asian food really does get you to start growing things on your own because it is so expensive, and then you lose that flavor kick when you don't get the right thing. If you try to substitute with something else, it just doesn't work. So when I make a lot of Asian dishes too, because I do travel to Asia a lot as well, especially the Philippines. So I grow a few things as well. And I started doing that, you know, 3 years ago after my first trip to Asia. And it has saved me so much money just buying the fresh produce and fresh herbs. If I'm just growing them myself, and then I just bring them inside in the winter, you know, just a few choice things, and I use them all winter, too.
Well, the good thing, living where I live, I don't normally, except for this year, we had the snowpocalypse in Houston.
Yes, you did.
It was insane. Normally, I don't have to cover anything or do anything. I have some dragon fruit, which there are probably people out there that don't know what that is, but look it up. It's really cool. It's like a cactus that grows these awesome, like, funky-looking pink and yellow and red fruit that are just really delicious. But
they have a lot of antioxidants, too.
They're very full of antioxidants, and they're very hydrating. A lot of people put them in smoothies, but I think when you do that, you just kind of cover up the natural flavor that's there. So, but yeah, those lived in my garage for a couple months.
Yeah, and a lot of times if you buy those at the store, they don't really have a whole lot of flavor. They just kind of taste like water. But
they taste like water.
Yeah. When you get the real thing, you can tell. It's got, like, the sweetness to it, and some of them have a little bit of a bite to them. It's really interesting.
Well, and you don't know that until you have them. Like, as you said, going to the Philippines, I had the same experience. I had dragon fruit in the Philippines, and I thought, oh, my God, this is what it's supposed to taste like? So
right. It tastes so different here. Yeah. So tell us about how you collect water, because you do go through a drought period in Texas. So what do you do about that?
I do. So I have some rain barrels that are attached to my gutters. And then when those fill up, those are pretty small. Those are only like 100 gallons. And when they fill up, I have 200 gallon maybe they're 250. I think they're actually 250-gallon barrels that I'll pump the water out of the little barrels into the big barrels any chance I can get to fill them up, because it takes 20 to 30 gallons of water for me to water all my gardens. And I'm not doing that on city water because it's just full of yucky chlorine and stuff that's not good for my plants.
Yeah, that's really cool how you conserve water. I thought that was neat. I saw you posted about that just recently.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about your concealed carry. What do you do for your everyday carry?
So I just got a new everyday carry, and it's actually the SIG P365 Nitron. It has the longest name ever. It's pretty ridiculous. So I had to, you have to say Nitron, because if you don't, the 365 has this funny little dot sight thing. And I've been using iron sights for so many years that when I try to use that little dot sight that SIG came up with, which I understand their logic.
So the three dot?
No, it's not even a, this one's a three dot. The one I have is a three dot. This, you'll have to look it up. It's crazy. It's like this little circle on the back that has a floating holographic dot in the middle, and it just gives me a headache when I try to shoot with it. So,
gotcha.
But the 365 Nitron from SIG has regular night sight, three dots, but at least it has three, you know, individual sights. It's got the front sight and then the two rear sights. And it's super comfortable to carry. And actually easy to shoot for how small it is, because it's about the same size as the car PM9 that I used to carry. But I don't know how, somehow I call it black magic, because they fit 12 rounds in that tiny little magazine. And yeah, with everything going on right now, I thought, you know, maybe I should be carrying a little more than the six that my little car PM9 used to carry.
Hang on, ladies. Hang on.
Yeah.
We're coming up on the break. Key to how they find you.
180firearmstraining.com, or you can look me up on Instagram, Key to Buffy, on Facebook, 180firearmstraining. If you'd like to set up a class or order a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
We'll get to, we'll give out Ashley's information when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Homeland Security is out with a new plan targeting the cartels that are behind the rush of human smuggling at the southern border. It's winning praise from Republicans like Louisiana Congressman Clay Higgins, the ranking member on the Homeland Security Subcommittee on Border Security.
Every child they smuggle or use to distract from their loads of drugs and sex trafficking makes them more emboldened.
The Small Business Administration is offering over $28 billion in funding to restaurants hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. Applications for the funds will open up on May 3rd at noon Eastern. SBA Administrator Isabella Casillas-Guzman saying they want to ensure smaller underserved businesses can access critical relief and recover. The program will provide restaurants with funding equal to their pandemic-related revenue losses. USA Radio News. People who are fully vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus don't need to wear masks when walking, hiking, biking, running alone, or gathering in small groups outside. That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
On the CDC website, we have posted examples of numerous outdoor activities that are safe to do without a mask if you are fully vaccinated. Generally, for vaccinated people, outdoor activities without a mask are safe.
Ghislaine Maxwell is being denied bail for the fourth time. The ruling came after Maxwell's attorney complained that she was facing harsh conditions in jail and that she couldn't prepare for her upcoming trial because she's awakened every 15 minutes at night by jail guards. Maxwell is awaiting trial on charges that she aided Jeffrey Epstein in abusing underage girls. A trial date is tentatively set for July. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is the weaponized woman with the key to Bussy. In the last segment, I didn't get a chance to let Ashley give out her stuff. Ashley, how do they find you again?
TacticalPoppins.com and on pretty much any of the social media. What is it? Facebook, MeWe, Twitter, Instagram. I'm also found on Tactical Poppins.
Gotcha. So, please, Keita, continue.
So, Ashley is also sponsored by an ammunition company. Do you want to tell us about that a little bit?
Sure. That all started back about 4 years ago. A good friend of mine named John was thinking about putting together a shooting team to help OR Tactical in Meadville really get the word out about how amazing their ammo is. They are a veteran-owned company. They're in the little town of Meadville, Texas. And they started out just to make really high-quality ammunition for specific needs, like specific rifle hunting ammunition that's patterned to your rifle and your scope, and also competition ammunition. So they started out with that, and then they didn't have much of a marketing department at the time. So that's why they created a shooting team. And I started up with that. I went out and I met Alan Orr. He's the owner of Orr Tactical. He's also a retired Marine colonel. So the man knows what he's doing. He's got multiple degrees in ballistics and management and all kinds of great things that he's done through the Marine Corps.
And he's incredibly organized.
He is so organized. And it doesn't matter what he's doing. When you go into the shop, it doesn't even matter who you are. Anybody who comes in there and wants information about Orr Tactical, he will stop everything he's doing and give them the most personable, welcoming experience that I really haven't seen other places. He's just a wonderful person, and he makes everyone feel like a family. So when I
do, you want to name the company?
Orr Tactical.
Okay.
It's orrtactical.com also. When I came up with the chance to join the team and I met Alan, I knew it was a right fit because he's just really an amazing person. He tries to go, or if he doesn't try, he does. He goes beyond any of the expectations that I've ever had. So this last year, he was telling me that the Needville High School shooting team, they have a skeet shooting team, which I didn't know was still a thing in high school. I think it's pretty awesome. The kids couldn't find ammo. He actually not only taught them how to make their own shotgun ammunition, he let them use his own reloading machine so they could compete, so they could practice. He taught them, because he's an amazing shot too, he taught them different skills that they could use in their competitions. And, I mean, I can't say enough about the company. Everybody that works there is super nice. Stacy and Beverly and TJ and all the people that run the machine. It really is a top-notch company. We had the guys on my shooting team with me. We have so much in common with Orr Tactical because, you know, Orr's always there to help other people, and we're always the one at the range helping everybody too. And Kita can attest to this. We've got a lot of experience on the shooting team with different firearms, so if anyone has issues, someone on the team knows how to fix it. And it is not out of the norm for us just to hand over a couple hundred rounds because someone didn't pack enough, or their ammunition that they got from their buddy down the street isn't working in their gun. It's what we do. It's what we do as a team, and it's what Alan does at the shop. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's a really great company and awesome group of people on the team. So unbeknownst to me, they were interviewing me to see if I wanted to be on the team or to see if it would be a good fit. And Ashley and it was Scott, right?
Yeah, it was Scott.
Ashley, Scott, and I went out to dinner. I didn't know I was being interviewed. We're eating this Asian food, and they had like these enormous chunks of broccoli, and I was very overconfident about my broccoli eating skills, and I decided I was going to put that entire piece of broccoli in my mouth all at once and chew it. Ended up like drooling broccoli down my face and down my shirt, and they're like, yeah, she's a good fit. And we've been friends ever since.
It has. I mean, none of us really take ourselves that seriously because it's not about us. It's about the experience and helping other people.
It's about keeping shooting fun.
Yeah,
and it's
and
not
it
so much fun when your stuff isn't working.
No, it's not. And when we see people really suffering at the range and trying to make their gun work with their ammo or vice versa, we help them out as much as we can. I mean, it wouldn't be unheard of for us just to give over a gun, kind of like I'm doing this weekend to Kita. And then
yes.
Kita and I are actually shooting a match together this weekend, and she'll be shooting my one of my CZs. And I don't know if she knows this yet, but she will also be shooting my ammo.
Oh, I will. I was
packing
ammo. I've
been
packing the whole time we've been doing this show for us to shoot together this weekend.
I only shoot ammunition from or tactical through my gun. So since you'll be shooting my gun, you will also be shooting my or tactical 147 grain 9mm ammunition.
Okay, well then I'm going to have to pay you for that.
We'll figure that out when you get here.
So you mentioned the trip I came out there. How many times have you taken my class now, the movement class?
Oh, shoot. I've taken the two-day class twice, and I think I've only taken the advanced class once.
Now, when Ashley took the two-day class the first time, you know, she was all in her head because she was trying to take in all this new information and process it. And some, you know, everybody learns differently. The way she learns is she has to take it all in, process it, and then go out and apply it. She can't apply it until she's had time to really think it through. So it was really beneficial for her to take the class the second time after she had time to let it sort of mull over in her brain. And then she just took off. It was insane. It was so cool watching that full 180 turnaround.
It was. But the safe time.
Right.
The only time it's safe to do a full 180 in shooting.
Right, exactly. So she, Ashley actually moves really well when she does her Arnis. She's a fighter. So she has very good control over her body. In fact,
hold on to the control.
Somersault.
Hold on to the control over the body and the somersaulting. It's just going to make me envious. Anyway, go ahead and tell how they can find you, Keita.
180firearmstraining.com. If you'd like a copy of my book, email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, or you can find it Smart Move Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports on Amazon.
Well, it isn't like I'm not feeling diminished already within this screamador in the show tonight. So, Ashley, we will get to you and give out your information one more time when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and her guest is Ashley Sullivan. Tactical Poppins, Ashley, give out your website real quick before we get going too much and you start telling me about the somersaults and everything.
TacticalPoppins.com.
She's an escrimador. She is an escrimador. Do you know what a screamer means, Keita? Do you know what that is? Do you know what a screamer means?
I've heard of it.
Means skirmish, right? Right, Ashley? Skirmish?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Bill got skills. I'll be standing.
So, Ashley, tell us your story about your miraculous recovery.
You mean page 44?
Your miraculous recovery from wiping out. Remember, you tripped on a hole in the ground?
So,
do you remember this one?
Are you talking about my ankle injury or at the class? I trip over the
No,
ball.
It wasn't at the class. You were at a match, and I guess I'll tell the story. You tripped on a pole and just did like this crazy martial arts somersault and landed on your feet.
That was, I do remember that. So I was timing someone at a match in Galveston, the Galveston Rifle and Pistol Club. They have awesome USPSA matches down there. And I kind of got out of the main range area where it wasn't super even ground. And I did a full back roll with, like, didn't even think about it. I guess 20 years of martial arts paid off in that couple seconds. So I did the full back roll, still had the timer in my hand, lost my glasses, grabbed the glasses, and ran after the shooter. And the shooter never knew that I wasn't behind him the whole time. And I was like,
and you still got the last shot.
Nobody got it on camera, and I was so upset. I'm like, come on, guys. This awesome thing, roll, got to my feet, ran back to the shooter,
No one got it on camera.
So Ashley has excellent reflexes. She has good control over her body. So for her, after she had time to process from that first class and was able to apply it at the second class, it was just really cool watching that full turnaround. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it was really, your classes were a big transformation for me. I was missing that connection. You had put the sticks in my hand, and I was very fluid, and I had a lot of control, and I was very well-footed, I guess you could say. And then when you put a gun, I couldn't run. I felt kind of nervous about movement. And the first class, you just dumped all this knowledge on me. And I'm like, I'm trying to sort it out in my brain and trying to figure out how I can apply this. And once I talked to you about my background, you're like, oh, this is like, you know, this step or this movement. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I can do that. And then transitioning from the stick to the pistol started making more and more sense. So I worked on it for, what was it, about 8 months, I guess. And every match, I saw my time drop and drop and drop. Because,
yeah, your scores really took off.
I was getting so much more comfortable actually moving with my pistol and being safe while doing it without having the fear that I'm going to get DQ'd because I'm going to do my modern Arnis technique and then accidentally point my gun the wrong direction or something. But, when I came back to take the class the second time, which it's the 2 day class is definitely a maintenance class. And I didn't really understand until I took it the second time and got even more information. And I could apply more of what you said because my body had connected those pathways between martial arts
right.
and shooting.
You have to build on it. So I give you something different every time you come back. So we keep building and building. I meet you wherever you're at, and we go from there.
Yeah,
but yeah,
it
that
was amazing.
Really awesome to watch. And I think we even had a little foot race, didn't we?
We did. I think it was you, me, and Kat, or you, me, and Chris, or something.
Yeah, we had a foot race because I wanted to make the point that you can run faster than that.
Yeah.
And then put the gun back in your hand. Okay, now do exactly what you just did, but now you're going to have the gun in your hand. And
yep.
it's like,
and it makes such a huge difference. So, and I've actually taken those skills that you taught me and taken them to my shooting team, and I'll make the guys run at me without a gun and smack the timer and then run towards the target. You know, I'm standing back a little further. Run towards the target and shoot. And it'll drop their time a good between half second.
Significantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Once you make that decision to move faster, mm-hmm. that takes off an initial big chunk of time, and then we can refine from there. But first you have to make the decision that you're actually going to move more aggressively. So what
and
do you think about the advanced class as opposed to the movement class?
The advanced class was just way more in my brain. So once I got my body moving the way it should, the advanced class taught me how to think about things differently. And the movement was still there, but it was a lot more about thinking about my positioning and my transition. And like when you had us do, people who haven't done it think it sounds kind of funny, but you think about shooting one target and moving to the next target. Or you think about, you know, do you think about the first shot or the second shot? And you have to do it in practice to really understand how that works in your brain and how when you shoot two shots on target and then two shots on target, are you thinking about it as two separate positions or are you thinking about it as four? Or are you thinking about
it's called,
you know, what
are riding the recoil. When you use the recoil by just directing it in the way you want it to move.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're transitioning, you're going to ride that recoil by directing it toward the next target. That's a fun drill.
It is a fun drill.
I really enjoy that one.
It's the little things that people don't think about or don't point out that save you so much time. And this is why I call you an efficiency coach, not a movement coach, because you show how to trim off all the excess movement and all the excess even excess thinking. Like,
yeah,
you don't need to be
getting rid of dead time.
Yes.
When the wheels in your head are turning, your feet aren't moving. So we got to cut that out.
And it becomes
I had fun with your class with, I'm sorry, say that again?
It becomes more second nature versus being forced.
Right, exactly. It's intuitive. And I really enjoyed the application part. We have to get through the bread and butter of the movement class, but the advanced class, you actually get to apply what you learned in the movement class. And we have all these little mini competitions, and it's just a lot of fun seeing it all come together.
It is fun. It's a whole lot of fun. And I will say that your movement class is the only reason that I got a trophy at our Gulf Coast Championship last year. Every year I help organize a match for charity. It's an IDPA match, tier four. And I don't know if anybody out there has organized matches. I'm sure there are. And they know that by the time you get to the end, if you're one of the AMDs, one of the assistant match directors, you're exhausted by the time you actually get to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So taking your
class, it takes away from your match performance.
It does. But with the stuff I learned in your class and really putting it, like, in my bones and in my muscles instead of just in my brain, because my brain was fried, I still got a trophy, which I never expected at our own match.
That's awesome. So is there anything we haven't talked about yet that you wanted to bring up?
Actually, the Gulf Coast Championship I would like to bring up. It's a,
We've run out of time, though. That's the problem.
Darn. Oh, charity match. Homes for our troops. Yay! Okay.
Ladies, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thanks, Bill. Love you.
Thanks, Bill.
Very nice to have you
love
on,
you
Ashley.
Too, Ashley.
Tactical Poppins.
Nice to talk to you.
Coming up next is hour number three with Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.